Continuing with Miklos Nisley's Auschwitz, a doctor's eyewitness account. I was in the habit of reading for a while in bed each night, before I went to sleep. One night, while I was doing just that, the light suddenly went out, and the cat-set alarm siren began its dismal wail. Whenever there was an alert, we were taken, convoyed by well-armed SS guards, to the Sonderkommando shelter, that is to say, the gas chamber. We crossed the threshold of the gas chamber with heavy hearts. The whole commando was present, 200 strong. It was a terrible feeling to remain in this room, knowing that hundreds of thousands had died here, had met a frightful end here. Besides, we knew that the life of the Sonderkommando was drawing to a close. This being the case, the SS could very easily have closed the gas chamber doors and dumped 4 cases of Cyclone gas down the chimneys to liquidate us all. As a matter of fact, such action would not have been without precedent. A part of the 11th Sonderkommando had been transferred here from the D Quarter to Barracks 13, a restricted area, and informed that, upon orders from above, the group would no longer live in the crematoriums, but henceforth in this barracks. They would continue to work at the ovens, however, going in 2 separate groups from the barracks to the crematorium. That same evening, they had been taken to the D Quarter for a bath and a change of clothing. After the bath, they had been pushed into a neighboring room to get disinfected clothes. This room was a real disinfecting chamber, and as such could be hermetically sealed. Normally, that was where the lice-filled clothes collected in the camp were disinfected. 400 men from the Sonderkommando were liquidated in this manner. From there, trucks took their bodies to the funeral pyre. Thus, our anxiety while waiting for the alert to be over was not unfounded. This one lasted for 3 hours. Then we came up out of darkness to see the long kilometers of barbed wire once again lighted by the searchlights and returned to bed. I tried to fall asleep, but sleep was slow in coming.